Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Friday, and this is your host, Stacey F. Johnson, and I'm tripping, okay? I'm tripping. People I ain't heard from is contacting me. I'm magical, and magic happened today. And today we're going to talk about subliminal racism. At least I thought we were until I started reading this Negro's book, and I started getting very confused, okay? Dr. Graham, I got to go down back down to Starbucks tomorrow and figure out what the hell you trying to tell me. Because I know it exists. We all know it exists. And see, and that's what we need to realize as Black people, is that we must be magical, because a lot of motherfuckers go out of their way to make sure we're very confused. Whether it's the Black church, Black leaders, Black whatever, movies, video games, all that shit, songs, okay? Songs today. Who want to hear about how you want to have sex with somebody and the nasty way you want to do it? Who wants to hear about that shit? So all of that is just designed to make you just icky and nasty. And I tried to read Bro's book. You know, Dr. Graham, he's a African studies dude here in L.A. You know what I'm saying. I got a sister, I think, that be doing that stuff too, and African studies is good, but I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I started getting confused, so I'm like, hey, let me read it three times, and then maybe I can explain it to people. Well, yeah, we know there's subliminal racism. We know that shit. Everything that's portrayed about Black people, you know, if the shooter was Black, oh, his picture, you know, is on there, his mama picture, his daddy picture, everybody's picture. But when the shooter is white, oh, he takes a couple days to release the picture, and because he had mental issues. Okay? It's not fair, okay, to put a picture up when Bobby had mental issues, and he went and killed up all these children. And then they show, like, the craziest picture they could find of that motherfucker, too. I'm like, oh, I could have told you he was going to go shoot up some kids. Look at the motherfucker. You know, and that's that. Oh, what's that? Some cork just popped. You know what? And the maker of this stuff needs to pay me. Okay? They had a sale today, so I can refuse. Today was magical because I got an email from a sister. Oh, my God, a sister. And that I really love. I love all my siblings, but this sister was really like me. I think me and this sister were a lot alike, you know, in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, me and this sister. And she contacted me, and she said, what's your address? And I was like, hey, sis, check it out. The kid from the 6-4 just floats. She ain't got no address. The world is my address, boo. But our niece has graciously allowed me to use her P.O. box. So, when you sending me some money, please do. Write a check. I can go to a bank. I got an ID. As many zeros as you can put on that bad boy. But, yeah, that's my address. And I love my sister. You know, they all old now. You know, I'll never get old, but they all getting old. Feel me? But I love my sisters. And maybe they hear hustling, and they hear me, and they know I love them. You know, when you write about something. Now, I don't try to push nobody to be right, because I ain't never always been right in my life. I've been stern, but maybe some of the shit I thought may have been wrong for a minute until God got me right. Today was a magical day. Went to the DMV. I think I shared the fact that I had a 12 on my car because of the Negro I bought it from him, and his wife didn't sign the title. So, state of California requires, okay, until I come down here, I'm like, look, Maria, look, check it out. I made a mistake, okay? I didn't get his wife to sign it a year and a half ago when I bought this precious car. But I got to roll. I got to go see my boo. You feel me? And I cannot be rolling down the 10 in PCH on fault, okay? So I need a 2, okay? I'll roll out of here with a 2. Then I know I'm good, or, you know, if you can give me a tax. So, okay. Of course, all due diligence requires that. And I'm like, hey, I went to the door, and they don't live there no more. Here's a title. I need transfer title. I need my title. What's my title got to do with my tag? Okay? I've paid everything you've asked me for. I've gotten insurances. Okay? I got small checks. I got everything. How come I can't just get my 2013 so I can roll like a grown-up? I don't know. Okay, well, Sally back there in the back from Russia saw me in my crazy hair. She wasn't having a nigga rolling out of there with a tag. You gonna get a 2. I said, well, tell Sally I need a 2. Okay, if you want me to do due diligence, send the certified letters and shit, well, I need a 2. You understand? There, tell Sally that. All right, so, okay, Miss Stacy, so have a seat. Sally's going to call you up when it's your turn. I'm like, oh, okay, I got to wait again? That's my DMV? All right. And I'd like to say there were 2 black people in that DMV, me and one other chick, because she just got her driver's license, taking a picture, and one black fellow that happened to work there. I looked around. I'm like, God damn, a race war I'd be done for. I better be putting on these nikes and running. You feel me? There's 3 of us up in here. All right? Anyway, and the local liquor store cashes $600 checks because these seniors are picking produce, making $600 a week. I already know what's up. You feel me? Niggas, get to Oxnard and pick you some lettuce. Your broke ass trying to sling crack to your own people. Get up here and sling you some lettuce. Pick some lettuce, nigga. Pick some strawberries. They might even give you something to take home. You know, we did ourselves such an injustice when I was born and from then on. I want to kick who was ever asked would have been in charge of black people. I want to kick you straight up with my Nikes up your ass. Because nobody should have ever been allowed to take the most minimal of anything away from black people and leave us with nothing but basketball and rap. And every nigga on the planet think he can play basketball and rap. No, you can't. Okay? Anyway, black people business Wednesday on Friday. And I'm magical because last night I was the most selfish person in the world. Tonight, I'm good tonight. I get to go and handle my business tomorrow. So I'm like, look, I'm finna work all night. I'm getting up in the morning and work is done for me at 12 o'clock. Because I can work 24/7. I'm not selfish no more. So I get to go have me some fun tomorrow. And thank you. Thank you very much. You know, how much? Anyway, we ain't even go there, but it's Black People Business Wednesday and Friday, and I'm magical. So, did I finish my DMV story? Okay, so I go sit there and wait for Sally, because I figure I'm just going to give me a big old red 2 that they can't see through my tinted windows that they stopped me for anyway in broad daylight, talking about I can't see it. Let me pull out a flashlight while I make you wait. Okay, at noon, Officer Bob had a flashlight at noon on my 12, okay, a month ago. I'm like, look, Officer Bob, I'm a claims adjuster, ex-claims adjuster. You will never, by the grace of God, see me rolling unlicensed, uninsured, or unregistered, okay? And then that fucker had the nerve to say, well, I could give you a ticket for making me pull you over. I said, I should give you a ticket for pulling me over, sexy. Oh, and then he grinned, and he went on about his damn business. Okay? anyway. Black people business wins. And black people got more business because we try to roll around and be raggedy and live as raggedy, as if raggedy is a state of being. So we buy Boulay. We let the crackhead bring us some ribs. Where do crackheads get ribs? They go steal them. They come to you and they warm, and they want to sell them to you for $5 a rack. I've seen that. Don't do that type of shit. Because what you steal from another, you really steal it from yourself, dummy. And I would like to recommend that if you're going to get fajitas that you make at your house, don't go to Ralph's and get that. Go to the Mexican store. I bought a pound of fajitas already made, $2.50. Okay, that was enough fajitas for everybody. And it was bombastic. Don't go, if you want fajitas, like you get them at the fajita store, at the fajita Mexican restaurant, go to El something in your neighborhood. Go to their little meat market. And now everything you can't buy from their meat market. Because, you know, I think some of our Hispanic, you know, Hispanic community got a tolerance for their own shit. And you go and marinate it, and it will be Montezuma's revenge. But the fajitas look all right. And, yeah, I could mind extra cooked, you know, just in case, and with extra Jesus on the top. Oh, but that shit was extra bomb for $2. I'm like, wait, I'll get this from whoever makes fajitas on that platter type shit, all steamy, bringing it to you for $10. Well, what I had today for $2 was like a fourth of that, and I almost threw up eating fajitas, okay? So don't go to nowhere but the Mexican store, L something in your neighborhood, where everything is in Spanish and you don't know what the fuck it is. But you do know fajitas El Pollo, okay? Fajitas something El Pollo, okay? You know that's chicken fajitas, nigga. Okay? Get you that shit. Get you some tortillas. Okay? Get you some guacamole. Get you some extra cilantro if you like that shit. And I do. My family loves cilantro. I put cilantro in everything. They're like, ooh, mama, this cilantro. Okay? Cilantro in your potatoes. Cilantro in your turkey, nigga. You had that with cilantro and butter on the breast of the turkey. Okay? I'm going to turn Mexican because I already got a little Mexican store over here. Even the people say, y'all go to Mexican store? Mexican store. They just say Mexican store. I have $4. I got a nice Mexican meal for dinner. Love it. I'm living the dream. That's what I said this morning. God, I am living the dream. You understand me? I don't have to do anything but what I love. Okay? Do you understand me? That is living the freaking dream. I ain't got to impress nobody. You know, they think just because I got this little cat, like I got some money, I'm like, look, nigga, I'm going to keep it dirty, okay? I'm keeping it dirty. It ain't clean. No, it's dirty. You look at the rims, they dirty. I'm broke. I'm a broke nigga with a cat leg. Mm-mm. Nope. Okay, they see that. Oh, no, we said it was 55. Oh, now it is 65. What? But it was 60. It was 60, 55 5 minutes ago when I was on the phone. When did it turn to 65? Oh, when you saw me. Oh, special. Everything go up. And then Uncle tried to, I'm like, no, okay. Oh, and then this, you got to put it down for the key. I mean, when was that? When did you talk about that? Never. They be doing this, black people. We get done. Because you know what? Because there ain't nothing black you can go and do nothing but buy some crack. Oh, yeah, tons of niggas down Crenshaw will sell me some crack. Tons of hoes down Crenshaw will give me some pussy. But other than that, you can't buy anything from anybody black. Some weed. And that game is over because I tell the first nigga that's grown, get a weed card. Don't get it from this little nigga off the street. Okay? If you're grown, get it from the dispensary. And what are we supposed to be talking about? I'm not talking about dude because I can't make heads or tails. Okay, so this is how I met dude. Okay, I was in my local Starbucks I got thrown out of about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, that I love. I got to get back to Starbucks. I met the most interesting people in Starbucks. People love me in Starbucks. I had a following. I had a crew. I even have a defense team in Starbucks. But I had to leave because I don't like L.A. It's dirty. Okay. So I was there one day, and this Dr. Graham said, "Oh, hi, I'm here. Hey, you, I'm here to meet you." And I'm like, "Oh, you are?" Because I was magical. I'm magical, so he probably is. I'm trying to figure out why. "Well, why are you here to meet me?" And I didn't finish my DMV story. "Okay, let's go back to the DMV. Magic, I got my tag." She said, "Look, due diligence don't apply when your car is less than a certain amount. And you've noted that your car is less than this amount. So here's your tag. Go and have a nice day." I don't have to have a number two. I have a tag. I'm magical. And I sat down. I said, you know, and I when I went in there, I said, "You know what? This is going to turn out in my favor." But when I thought Sally was going to block me on getting a thing, I just sat down. I said, "Okay, whatever. You know, I got a two. I got to drive my car. I got to go into the city. I got to go see my boo. I got to have fun tomorrow. I got to drive. Give me a two. I'll take a two. That gets me through the end of February." And then old boo, she said, "Look, I did magic for you." I said, "Well, of course you did. I got, yeah, it doesn't apply." I'm like, "Oh, you're going to get fired on Monday. You're going to get fired on Monday for helping a Negro. You know that, right?" She's like, "Oh, no, no, I'm not." She knows. The manager knows. And I've only been here a year. I'm like, "Well, I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you got some 401K, because you, your ass going to get fired for helping a nigga. But it's okay. Thank you very much, because I am magical." And, yeah, I got my tag. No more paper numbers stuck on your window. All right, so back to my other story. And shit, what was it? Back to my other story. I don't even know. Oh, my God. Today was a wonderful day. It was a wonderful day. I'm like Obama. I'm like Obama. Hey, it's Friday. I love my life. I go to bed when I pass out, probably about 9:30. My alarm goes off at 3. I float, because when you float in that level of floatiness, when you're kind of asleep and your senses are kind of just relaxed and your body's relaxed, that's when you start to meditate on all the wonderful things that you want God to give you. So I have my alarm go off, and for some damn reason I got set it up for 1 on Thursday night. I have to change that. But it's normally set at 3, and I float at 3, and I say, "Oh, thank you, Lord. You woke me up again at 3. Thank you. And thank you for all your blessings." I think about, "Ooh, do I got some medication when I get really get old?" Yep, sure do. God's provided all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I float. And I say, and I meditate on health, wealth. And I say, "I am happy, harmonious, gracious, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole." And I meditate on that, and I say it. And as you say that in that state that you're in, that sleepy state, that's why black people with all the weed you smoke, when you're getting high, you need to meditate, because your body is so relaxed. You're in that state that your subconscious mind will accept anything you program into that shit. And that's what you do. And that's why I set my alarm at 3. And then normally I'll fall back asleep like 3:30. But then it's set at 4, and it wakes me back up. And between 4 and 5, I actually have to get up off my ass, because my customers will start calling me at 4 or 5 or 6. So between 4 and 5, I'll do the same thing. "Thank you, Lord, you woke me up again. Okay, now I really got to get up. Thank you for my business. You bless me every day. Thank you for all the people in my life that I love, that love me, that deal with me. Thank you for this. Thank you." And then I visualize all those things I'm thanking them for: a prosperous business, a prosperous relationship with my kids, with my boo, with my customers, with my ed thing. And you know what? That shit works. You know, and just refuse to deal with people in your life that take you out of that state of just being happy and good and loving, because everybody's fucked up. You know, everything, every situation can be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got to ride with it. Just like my boo. Okay, you selfish one night, and I'm like, "Look, your cell phone's off. Okay, I'm going to come tomorrow. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to go pay your cell phone bill. I'm going to do this and that and da, da, da. I'm going to take you to the movie." Have the nerve to email me back talking about, "Well, you get another, I will give you another chance." Oh, really? Oh, well, you know what? You give me another chance. Isn't that something? You know, but I won't let that bother me because there's certain ones of us that operate like that. And like I was telling the friend, you know what? I ain't tripping off nobody. Me paying somebody's cell phone bill is a blessing for me. And it puts it down, really, in somebody's life because you already know there ain't nobody going to pay your fucking cell phone bill. All right, somebody you've been bitching at for 4 days said they're going to come pick you up and pay your cell phone bill? In the big scheme of things, you is tripping if you mad about that person. So I don't trip. I bless people because I get it back. I don't trip about none of that shit because God blesses me. He blesses me every day. If I can do it, I do it. And I make sure I do it because that's who I am. So, I don't know. Life is good. Life is grand. There's somebody from the 916 calling. I'm going to answer this shit because they keep holding. Who is this? Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Who am I speaking with? Hello.
Yes,
is this
baby.
My boo? Oh, this is my boo. Hi, Terry.
Hey, honey, how you doing?
How long? You've been on for 8 minutes. The nigga ain't looking at nothing. And you know what? I'm so glad you called because I ain't talking about shit. Okay? But running my mouth. How are you?
I'm good. Blessed.
That's right. What did I leave down there in fat that I should come back to? Tell me that. And speaking of that, I'm coming to a seminar at the end of the month, and your ass is coming with me. But I ain't told
you
yet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it later. It's some Les Brown, some motivational entrepreneur type shit. It ain't but $5. And I talked the dude up. We get in free, so I told you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, what would you like to say tonight on Black People Business Wednesday on Friday?
That's not. I'm just listening to what you're saying. You speaking the truth, though, you know? It's all about being blessed and being doing what you got to do. You know, Black people got to start doing what we got to do.
That's right. So I'm hoping I'm one of these days I'll get to get you to leave Sacramento and come down here with me, maybe by the beach and hang out with the eye. At least for a little while.
She love that. It's going to have to be in the summer when she's out of school. Yeah.
So how's she doing? Everything good?
She wait for school to start. School start back from this little holiday break, Monday, and you know she ain't feeling that. She like, I'm ready to go back to school, get my learning off.
Oh yeah, see that's a good school then if she want to go back. So that's good. Very good. So Yes. Well, yeah, for real. I don't even know what I was talking about, but I just keep talking. That's all I can do. And maybe I'll be talking about something more relevant tomorrow. Yeah, and I may be doing the show in L.A. I got to go see my boo. You know, everything works out. So, well, I'll call you later on that one. But. You know what, Jerry?
Well.
I wish everybody knew me like you did. Then everything be cool. Everything be cool. It's like, oh, that's just Stacy. That's just we love her.
But you know what? That's the thing. You have to let people just be who they are and accept them for who they are. And that's it. That's how everybody needs to get along. You just accept everybody for who they are. And that's it. You know, you're always on your grind. Yeah, you always on your grind, you're doing what you got to do, and as long as they're prospering and they're doing what they can do, and you know, then there's nothing wrong with it. You know, the problem is when you get around somebody who's talking crazy and they ain't doing nothing. That's the people that you got to move away from, you know.
As long as somebody getting
their grind on, then, you know, you happy for them regardless.
Yep, and you should be, and that's right. Mm-hmm. And we constantly trying to get our grind on.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's right.
For sure. Well, good. Well, thank you for calling, Terry. Let me see how long I got. Oh, 5 minutes. So I'm good. So the shooting in Sacramento. I'm happy you are nowhere near it.
Oh no,
right?
Honey. You know me. I don't go to crazy places like that. This is my thing. It's 9 o'clock, and they're bringing their kids out to look at the fireworks. That's nice and fine and everything, but to be honest with you, my child will be home asleep.
You know, please. And fireworks
it's
on New
that
Year's,
serious.
That ain't been my tradition, okay?
No. It's you know, then when you got 4th of July, you can get your little bit, let them go off, but it's not really that serious for me.
It's
so.
Not that serious, and I
no,
feel sorry for
serious.
The little people that got hurt.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
Sacramento needs something to do. They frustrated. They ain't got no basketball team, right?
Mm-mm.
So do they.
Nothing.
Right?
Ain't
everything
nothing
gone, right?
And
it's dry.
Everything
and
gone.
Fit.
It, you know, when they do have a little club, it stay open for 2-3 weeks, and then you see a new name. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. But,
yeah.
You know, what the problem is people need to stop thinking, oh, I'm going to go out on, you know, people need to get their grind on. That's what they need to do. They need to start doing their purpose for why they're here. Yeah. Because it's not all about party and all that. That you need to, if you don't have your life together or some kind of business or something going on, you don't need to be partying on the weekend.
Okay.
That's
just
how
I feel. That's what I say about niggas smoking weed. You know what? If you ain't done shit all day, you should really not be smoking weed. Weed is for the stuff for niggas that do something. Just like partying. It's for somebody that get up and do something every day.
Exactly.
You
and
know
then you
what
need
I'm
a
saying?
Little and then you need a little outlet. But when you ain't doing
you
nothing
know,
all day.
When you ain't doing shit, you don't need to be getting high. Don't be somebody do you have some weed at 8 a.m.
mm-hmm.
and all you doing is smoking weed. No, I never have no weed at that time in the morning for that.
Mm-mm.
And that's I got a couple of my family members right now. I'm planning on whipping their ass because that's all they do.
Yeah.
And then
it's not cute.
Criticize
it's not
the grown family members. You know, it's not cute.
No, it's
so,
not
yeah,
cute.
So, yeah, partying,
people
getting high
get
for people that's doing something. Focus on something at least 6 hours. If you can't focus 8, okay, start with 6.
Start with 6.
Start with 2. Some of these
you
niggas.
Do, at just least start. Do 4. At least do 4. If you could do 4, then I understand. But when you get up, you smoke and sleep, you smoke and something. There's a problem. There's a major problem. And you live in some place where you ain't paying rent, you ain't doing nothing, you're not putting nothing toward the world.
Toward nothing. You're not being a contributor to society. Nobody needs that shit. Time is out for that. And we got a lot of people that just sitting around just because they think they're cute, you know, and it's like, no.
Exactly.
Get up and
exactly.
be productive. Everybody needs to be productive. You're not happy. You ain't got what you need because your ass ain't up being productive, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, that's what it is. So that's what a nigga need to know. And we got 90 seconds, Terry, so I'm going to give you 60 of them.
Well, I'm going to say, I'm just listening to you. So I'm just calling.
Well, thank
so you
for calling. You know I love you now. I'm going to be probably in L.A. doing the show from a very exclusive location. But we'll be good, and it's Black People Business Wednesday on Friday. Terry, thank you for calling. You know I love you. Call anytime. And keep Sac protected for me. Can you do that? Can you cover Sac? Because I still got my little niggas in Sac. You feel me? Can you cover Sac
cover
for
Sac.
A nigga,
please? I'll cover Sac.
Can you cover Sac for a bitch, please? Cover Sac. I love you, Terry. And this is Black Business Wednesday on Friday, and we out, and we will be back tomorrow. Like me, I'm fitting to play. Like my son Chris said, I'm fitting to play. I'm fitting to play the love doctor because that's this Friday. Everybody needs to give their love to somebody. And remember, you only get shit when you love somebody. So you want some shit, you better get to love it. So.